The Talon of Horus. Written by Aaron Dembski Bowden. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Minutes to midnight. 999.M41. Before the beginning, there was the end. As I speak these words, a quill scratches quietly on parchment, faithfully recording everything I say. The soft sounds of writing are almost companionable. How quaint that my scribe uses ink, pen, and parchment. I do not know his true name, or if he even possesses one any more. I've asked several times, but the scratching quill is my only reply. Perhaps he has nothing more than a serial code. That would not be uncommon. "I will call you Thoth," I tell him. He offers no response to this courtesy. I inform him it was the name of an ancient and renowned Prosperine scribe. He doesn't reply. Imagine my disappointment. I do not know what he looks like. My hosts, caring and gracious souls that they are, have blinded me, shackled me to a stone wall, and invited me to confess my sins. I'm reluctant to call them my captors when I walked unarmed into their midst and surrendered without violence. Hosts seems a fairer term. On the first night, my hosts took my first and sixth senses, leaving me sightless and powerless in the dark. So I do not know what my scribe looks like, but I can guess. He is a servitor, doubtless like millions of others. I hear his heart, as passionless as the stately ticking of a musician's metro gauge. His cyborged joints whir and click as he moves, and his breathing is a verse of measured sighs through a slack mouth. I never hear him blink. Most likely his eyes have been replaced by augmetics. Commencing a chronicle like this requires honesty, and these are the only words that feel true. Before the beginning, there was an end. This is how the sons of Horus died. This is how the Black Legion rose. The Black Legion story begins with the assault on Canticle City. That was where everything changed, where the sons of several legions went to battle together against a blasphemy we could not allow to stand. It was the last time we went to war in the colours of our old legions. But such a tale requires context. There is an era recorded in the annals of imperial history that has suffered, as all recollections must suffer in time, with its details twisted into a mockery of remembrance. This was an age of relative peace and prosperity, when the fires of the Horus heresy had settled down to ash, and mankind's empire ruled over the galaxy with an unchallenged grip. What few archives survived to record this golden age in any detail now hearken back to it in reverent whispers as the chronometers tick closer to midnight in this last dark millennium. Picture that domain, if you can. An empire across the stars, united and invincible, its foes destroyed, its traitors scoured. Any soul crying out against the worship of the divine emperor suffers the ultimate punishment, forfeiting life for the sin of speaking blasphemy. Any Xenos breed within imperial space is hunted down and slaughtered with merciless impunity. Mankind had a strength then that it lacks now. The true decline of the Emperor's interstellar domain hadn't yet begun. Still, a tumor lingered. The Imperium hadn't destroyed its foes, not completely. It had merely forgotten them, forgotten us. Peace, for the first time in humanity's long history, had been built upon the proud ignorance that follows the bitterest victory. Already, mere generations after the galaxy burned, the heresy and the scouring that followed were falling into legend. The High Lords of Terra, those worthies who ruled in their ascended Emperor's name, believed us gone, believed us ruined or slain in our shameful exile. Amongst themselves, they sold stories of our banishment to an underworld, dwelling in eternal torment inside the Great Eye. After all, what mortal could survive within the greatest warp storm ever unleashed across reality? A vortex of annihilation in the galaxy's heart, made for a convenient method of execution, a pit into which this new empire could cast its traitors. In those earliest days, the fortress that would become the war world of Cadia was a neglected outpost of cold rock and complacence. It needed no vast battle fleet to patrol its domain in the void, and its population was spared the fate it suffers now, as its governor militants feed the population into the flesh grinders of the Imperial Guard, swallowing children and spitting out soldiers destined to die. Cadia of that lost age needed nothing at all, for it was scarcely threatened. The Imperium was strong because its foes no longer raised blades to bring down its false emperor. We had other wars to wage. We were fighting each other. These were the Legion Wars. They raged across the Eye with a fury that made a mockery of the Horus heresy. We were forgetting the Imperium, as much as the Imperium was forgetting us. Though over time our battles began to spill into real space. Hell itself couldn't contain the grudges we bore each other. I have promised to reveal everything, and I am a man of my word. No matter the sins that my jailers believe stain my soul. In return, they have promised me all the ink and parchment necessary to document my words. They have crucified me, knowing it will not kill me. They have stolen the sorcery from my blood, and they have torn my eyes from their sockets. But I do not need eyes to dictate this chronicle. All I need is patience and a little slack on my chains. The Black Legion's tale is the story of the lost souls who came together in Abaddon's name, forming new bonds of brotherhood. And the Black Legion's rise from the ashes is, first of all, the story of the search for the one we would call War Master. Here I commit to parchment the first chapter of a tale that lasts 10,000 years, with moments of loss, triumph, ruination, and vindication. The rolls of the dead list the names of some of my closest brothers and sisters, their lives sacrificed in this sacred war. I dream of them now, when once I dreamed of wolves. It falls to me to tell this tale. So be it. I am Iskandar Kaon, born of Prospero. In the Low Gothic of the Terran Urals region, you would speak Iskandar as Sekandur, and Kaon as Cain. The Thousand Sons know me as Kaon the Black, for my sins against our bloodline. My War Master's forces name me Kingbreaker, the mage who brought Magnus the Red to his knees. I am the war leader of the Kaer Shirhan, a lord of the Azikarian, and a brother of Ezekiel Abaddon. I shed blood with him at the dawn of the Long War, when the first of us stood armoured in black beneath the rising red sun. Every word on these pages is true.